Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, this is Rabbi Kalman Akiva Kovacs with the Mishnah Yomi for April 5th, Dalet Nisan. We are continuing in Kiloyim in the third Perek, Perek Aruga. Everything you wanted to know about vegetable gardens, but were afraid to ask. We're continuing in the fourth Mishnah. Now, yesterday we mentioned if you had a field of vegetables of one species, you wanted to add another species in the middle, you would separate by six tefachim and put in your new species, whether that was the whole row or part of a row or just even a parsa, just even a tefach. Mishnah Dalet continues this theme. If you planted two rows of the cucumber, and then he adds to separate the mefarshim say by six tefachim, and he plants shtei shuot shel diluim, and then he plants two rows of gourds. And then he separates another six tefachim, and he plants shtei shuot shel pula mitzri, and plants the Egyptian bean, mutter. Now we recall at the last Mishnah of the second Perek, there was a discussion about some of these plants have tendrils, have vines. And the Dilat Yavanit, in particular, is one that has vines. Apparently that's the might be the Dilat we're dealing with here. And the pula mitzri is mentioned by Rabbi Meir, and the kishut, these kishuim, these cucumbers that have a lot of tendrils and vines and leaves that can get intertangled with one another. But if you're planting two rows of each of these tangly sort of plants with a six tefachim gap, that is still mutter to plant your vegetable garden like this. But the Mishnah continues with a problem. Shura shel kishuim, one row, not two, but one row of cucumber, then shura shel diluim, then one row of gourd, and then shura shel pul mitzri, aser. Now, even if these are separated by six tefachim, it's still aser because they sort of spread out with the vines and the leaves, and they're going to come to get intertangled. Versus if you have two rows of each, it looks like each one's its own separate plot, its own separate little field. Even though it's two rows, it's considered already a little field of these viney vegetables. Shura shel kishuin, if you had one row of cucumber, shura shel diluim, one row of gourd, shura shel pula mitzri, one row of Egyptian bean, v'shura shel kishuin, then at the end, another row of kishuin. So he has four rows in total, each is spaced by six tefachim, but he has the cucumbers on the outside and the other ones in the middle. Rabbi Eliezer matir. Rabbi Eliezer allows it because, again, it looks like it's a field of cucumbers with two separate rows of something, of another vegetable in the middle. We said in Mishnah Gimel, it was mutter if you had a field of one vegetable to plant another row down the middle as long as there's a six tefachim gap. So Eliezer allows in this case, Chachamim Ozer. The Chachamim Ozer, because again, these are kind of viney, leafy things, and the tendrils can get onto one another. So if you have two rows, it looks like it's separate, but if you have one row, they're going to come to grow next to each other, maybe even intertwine. It's going to look like kilayim. It's going to be a mess. So the moral of the story is keep your cucumbers and your Egyptian beans and your squash separate, or plant them two rows at a time. Mishnah Hay continues. Notea adam kishut delayt letoch guma achat. This is a bit shocking, Rabosai. It says, a man may plant a cucumber plant and a gourd plant into the same hole. Now we're going to see he's not going to put the two different seeds in the hole at the same time. That would definitely be problematic. But here the Mishnah is going to explain how you could have two plants growing out of the same hole in the ground and it'd be mutter. So the Mishnah continues, Bilvad shetehe ze note letzad ze, and it has to be that one is tilted or trained to one side, v'zo note letzad ze, and the other one's trained to the other side. So you have two stems coming out of one hole in the ground, but one's going to the left, one's going to the right. And it reminds us of Avraham and Lot separating. If you go left, I'll go right. You go right, I'll go left. You know, it's got to be opposites. Note se'er shal ze lechan, and you need to move the hair, like the leaves and the tendrils, of one plant to one side, and of the other plant to the other side. So the farmer, the gardener, has to be aware that the plants might be trying to grow straight up, and he has to actively move them to opposite sides. Shekol masha asru chachamim, and this is an amazing statement, Rabbi Isai, kol masha asru chachamim, everything that the chachamim stated was asur because of kilayim, of mixed species, lo gazru, they didn't make a gezera, elam b'pnei marit ayin, only because of marit ayin, literally what the eye sees. The marit ayin is a concept of basically it looks usser. It looks bad. So there are certain things that look bad, even though they're mutter, so the sages will make a gezeira on this. There's a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe. I don't remember where off the top of my head, but apparently he used to drive to shul after Zman Hadlokas Ner. So someone asked him, said, why does Rebbe do this? Isn't it Marit Ayin? And he says, it's completely mutter. Everybody knows you're not Mekabel Shabbos at Zman Hadlokah, that the women are, and the men aren't until they get to shul and they daven. And, you know, some people, when they say boi kala, it depends. But he says, but since you took the trouble to write me the letter, I am Mekabel on myself not to do this, just in case somebody's not aware of the halacha and they don't know, and they might think that I would people that men are Mekabel Shabbos at Hadlokas Nero time, at the time of lighting candles. So he undertook to be machmir and stringent in case there was someone had a maritain, even though it wasn't really a maritain, it wasn't really an issue with the ICs. But here in Kilayim, the point is, here it seems like it's not Kilayim deraisa. Now there's a machlokas in the Mefarshim, but it seems like it's either this mission is talking about Kilayim deraisa is not forbidden unless it looks like Kilayim, unless it looks mixed. And the other Mefarshim say, no, we're talking about Kilayim derabanan here. And the Kilayim deraisa is really planting the seeds together. Planting the seeds together in the same mapalat yad, in the same throw of the hand or the same hole, that would be a problem. But to have one plant go this way and one plant go that way, it might look bad derabanan, but if someone's very careful and separates the plants, then technically, they could get away with it in the sense that it doesn't look like Kilayim anymore because these plants are going in two separate directions. So it's a key concept in Kilayim that if it looks like it's separated and it looks like the plants are going opposite ways, then it could be mutar, shkoyach.